Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. In a kāpura ahi ceremony at Rangiriri yesterday, Kingi Tuheitia lit a fire to send the message of unity to the four winds from Saturday's National Hui in Tūranga Waiwai in Ngārua Wāhia. More than 10,000 people attended the hui called by Kingi Tuheitia in response to the perceived anti-Māori stance of the coalition government, and in particular, the attempt by the ACT Party to redefine the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Breakout panels looked at the Treaty of Waitangi, Māori language and customs, social and economic issues, and race unity, and there was an area for rangatahi to discuss their perspectives. There were calls for Māori to practice self-determination within their homes and daily lives in small steps. The bicultural framework set by the treaty was seen by many at the hui as the country's greatest strength rather than being a point of separation with non-Māori. Anglican Bishop Dom Tamihere told the hui someone somewhere has made the political calculation they can vilify Māori and renegotiate their existence knowing it will cost them nothing. He saw it as part of a rise of hatred around the world, particularly towards indigenous and colonised peoples. Kingi Tuheitia closed the hui by saying the turnout sent a strong message that has been heard around the world. He said the best protest right now is be Māori, be who we are, speak Aorio, just be Māori. The Waitangi Tribunal will hold an urgent inquiry into the government's plans to disestablish the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whai Ora. Getting rid of the agency was on the government's action list for its first 100 days, which it conceded was based on political rather than policy considerations. The tribunal will set a timetable once it receives a Crown Memorandum by the 31st of January, spelling out its alternative. One of the claimants, National Urban Māori Authority Chair Lady Tūrei Tumoxen from Kirikiriroa Māori provider Te Kōhao Health, says merging Māori back into the mainstream health system is not going to address inequities. She says evidence given in the tribunal's health services inquiry showed how Māori primary health providers, service providers and ultimately Māori patients were disadvantaged under the old regime, through persistent underfunding and a failure to give effect to tino rangatiratanga. Te Aka Whai Ora was a response to that inquiry. Wahine outnumbered Tane at this year's Wakaama Sprint Nationals, making up more than 1,700 of the 3,200 competitors on Lake Karapiro over the past week. The youngest paddler, Hannah Tote, was 5, and the oldest, Arthur Wilson, was 82. While the majority came from around Aotearoa, there were also individual kaihoi and teams from Australia, Fiji and Tonga. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodoo!